Jesus, in one parable, speaks of the Pharisee who looked within and was self-satisfied, believing himself pleasing to the Lord. This arrogant Pharisee also looked without and deemed himself so much better than the tax collector who beat his chest in repentance. I don't know what good the Pharisee had done to warrant the self-righteousness he displayed. Whatever it was it enough? Jesus himself says, "I don't think so." And therefore, when you have done all that you have been told to do, you should say, "We are no more than servants. We have only done our duty." Luke 17:10. There it is. When we have done all we are to do, we have only done our duty. And truth to tell, all else that we can do is nowhere near enough to thank God with for all He Himself has done for us. How arrogance deceives then, and how humility matters. It is indeed humility that allows us to see who we really are in the light of God. It is humility that enables us to therefore surrender our everything to the Lord, who is the giver and thus the owner of everything anyway. The rich young man had everything, or so he thought. Yet he, in all the characters who met Jesus in the Bible stories I know, was the only one who went away sad. Why is that? Because while all the others, in one way or another, said yes to Jesus, this rich young man said no. Bear in mind that whatever Jesus seems to give us on the outside, the real promise he makes is one and the same: forgiveness and healing, salvation and life eternal. Yet, we must also remember that Jesus very often gives by first asking. He asked the Samaritan woman for a drink, and his hillside listeners for food to share. He asked the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" before restoring his sight. He asked Peter again and again, "Do you love me?" before forgiving and commissioning him. And to the young man who had everything, he asked for everything: "Sell all that you possess and give the money to the poor." But the rich young man turned away, even if Jesus had also spelled out what was in store for him should he humble himself and surrender. "And you will have treasure in heaven." He was right to be sad. Although it seemed like he was refusing to give what Jesus wanted from him, in truth, he was actually refusing to receive the gift of all gifts. We cannot, by any stretch, even begin to imagine all God wants to give us. Perhaps, like the rich young man, we are disabled from realizing what God is offering us because of our focus on what we think we have, on what we believe we want, on what we are afraid to give up. And then we wonder why we are sad.